The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre, providers of the fastest fibre optic broadband on the island. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com.
Okay then, it's a Monday, and Dame Shirley's gone, and we've got Josh in, and Josh is going to be here till 1 o'clock. If you do want to give us a call, you can today, 240666. You've gone for something light-hearted. I do know we spoke to Jay a little while ago, and we were going to do something a bit meaty and a bit beefy, and talking about jobs and how can we sustain employment on the Isle of Wight. And I want to do that, and I want to do that in the next week or so. So bear with us on that. But today we've got an array of subjects that we've already kind of touched on. We did the left-hand, right-hand thing, which I think is a fascinating thing, because the more you think about it, the more, you know, because obviously we were asking the question, this all came from, if you've got a watch, what wrist do you put it on?
Yeah.
And I thought it was just automatically everyone wore a watch on the left hand.
Yeah.
But that's not the case. Apparently the wording is well, you looked it up, so what was it?
It was you wear it on your non-dominant hand.
Your non-dominant hand.
Yeah.
So you've got a non-dom.
Apparently, according to Google.
So that basically means if you are right-handed,
you put it on your left.
You put it on your left hand, and if you're left-handed, you put it on your right.
Yeah.
What would be the benefit of that then? I can only assume.
Well, you said when we were off air that the only way that you think that it could be like that is so that you can use your dominant hand to put it on.
Yeah.
And that makes a lot of sense.
Because it's quite a not complicated, but you need to have, you know. So,
yeah.
So when you're cutting your nails, do you find it easier to cut right-handed, cutting your left-handed nails,
well, you've got
than
to
the other way around?
Because you can't cut your left nails with your left hand, can you?
Well, yes, you can.
How?
No, sorry. No, do you find it easier? Let me put it another way. Do you find it easier cutting with your right hand your left-handed nails? Or do you find it easier to cut with, you know, being right-handed, using your left hand and cutting your right-hand nails?
Oh, right hand, cut my left.
Yeah, but can you still do both? Can you still do both?
Yeah.
Or do you have to chew the others?
No.
Because for years I couldn't do that.
No, I can do both.
Could you do it with you nail clippers?
Yeah.
Now, I reckon the reason why nail clippers were invented is because of that same problem. Because if you just had you know those little pairs of scissors, those nail scissors you used to have? You would struggle to cut. If you were cutting with your right hand, your left hand nails, you would struggle to do that in a different way if you were left-handed.
Are those the ones that have got like the little curve on the end?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you or not?
Probably.
I would imagine it's a hell of a lot easier with nail clippers, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now.
Because they're curved anyway, but they're in the shape of the nail would be, like the rounded bit.
It's a fascinating thing because obviously we've worked out that there are things that you still do with your left hand automatically, even though it's the non-dominant hand.
Yeah.
Things like, although you're different because you answer a phone, and you generally, if the phone rang, which hand would you pick it up in?
Probably my right hand.
And you are right-handed?
Yeah.
Okay. And us, because we're of a certain age, I'm guessing because our first phone that we would have spoken into was one that was probably attached to a wall or on a little table in the hallway.
Yeah.
We'd have picked it up with our left hand, thinking if we want to take a note or you know, somebody,
you've got your
right hand to write it down, if you are indeed right-handed.
Mm.
That kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But because you're of a certain age where you probably didn't have that phone in the hallway, did you have a phone in the hallway?
No, I think it was always in the living room.
Right. Not that it makes any difference where it
but
is.
But now you can have like three phones in the house, which is what we've got.
Yeah.
So we've got one in the front room, the kitchen, and mum's room, mum and dad's room.
So when you pick it up, does that go to your left or your right ear?
Well, if I don't know. I suppose I'd probably pick it up on my right.
Okay.
And answer it. But then if it's in front of me, or if I've got my mobile, depending on what hand I've got it in, I'll answer it in that hand.
But it's really strange because, you know, myself, I am picking up the phone with my left hand and putting it to my left ear. And yet that's and I'm right-handed. But that's probably, you know, when you think about it and you do it the other way around, there are times when I can't hear very well in that ear and I put it in the right ear. and I can hear better.
Yeah.
So it's, but it's the automatic thing to pick it up in your left hand and put it into your left ear.
I do definitely switch quite a lot.
Okay.
But I'd probably naturally pick it up in my right hand.
So when you do basic things like in your, if you're in a car,
mm-hmm.
you don't drive, so you'll always be in the passenger side.
Yeah, I'd always be on the left.
So you would wind the window down with your left hand.
Yeah.
Would you struggle with that?
Yeah.
You would struggle with that?
Because no one likes that damn thing that you do that with, the circle thing.
Yeah.
See, but yeah, I do struggle a little bit.
See, I don't, because I don't know what it is. Your left hand is almost as strong as almost, not as.
No, but. As,
because you would do that thing, because you're not a driver, we would be doing that thing left-handed with the gears, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
We would do that thing. Let's go to the meal table now. Because okay. This is quite a fascinating
thing. This is an
thing.
Interesting one, yeah.
Because, you know, my son struggled with this. I say, if you're right-handed, you use a knife to chop up your food.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And automatically, you use the fork to shovel it in with.
Yeah.
But if you eat with a spoon, I would use a right hand to eat it with a spoon.
Yeah.
To shovel it in with.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird, don't you think?
Yeah, that is kind of weird, yeah.
But what do you, so how do you go?
I naturally eat left-handed, so the fork is in the right hand and the knife is in the left, but I can do it both ways, but I naturally go for the fork in the right.
The fork in the right?
Yeah.
The fork in the right, not the knife?
No.
See, that's...
But if I say if I'm cutting, say if I'm like cooking and I'm preparing it, I'd cut stuff up with the right hand.
Don't you think that's... I mean, I'm not implying you're weird,
no,
but that is strange.
Well, I am weird, but...
And you do it automatically.
Yeah.
You don't have to think about it. No. You don't think, oh, I'll be, you know, I'll play with the, you know, I'll do with the left hand and no. right hand.
I just... But it doesn't matter what way the fork, knife and fork is, I just pick up and go for it. I can use them both ways.
It's fascinating, don't you think?
Yeah.
It really is.
It's
the,
weird.
The amount of stuff that we do just...
Without thinking about
without
it,
even
really.
Thinking. And you think there's no logic to the fact that you're right-handed, but you pick up a phone with your left hand.
Yeah, but you would think with, like, eating, you'd want your stronger hand to be able to cut through it.
Yeah.
Because you can put more weight into it.
Yeah.
But no, that's not the way with me.
But... Yeah, and I say with the shovel as well. I mean, you know, with the spoon and the fork as well, you would use it slightly different because you would use a fork in your left hand.
No,
fork in your right hand.
Yeah,
I would use the other way around. That's just it. It is. It's quite.
I think it's how you're brought up as well. I think that's got a massive.
Definitely,
it's got to be.
Definitely, I think there's just, let's say it's just weird. The phones, you know, gears, windows in cars, you know, being a passenger, you always do, everything's on the left hand side.
Yeah.
And just say for instance, so if you got into a foreign car, the gearbox would then be on the right hand side.
Mm.
So then you're.
See, I reckon as someone who doesn't drive, that would probably be more comfortable.
I don't know whether it would be or not, because then you look at it the other way. If you're just say, for instance, you're in Britain, you're on the right-hand side, your right hand is going to be your dominant hand. If you're right-handed, your right hand is going to be on the wheel, and your left hand is going to be changing, okay,
yeah.
Going to be changing the gears. You turn that around, okay, not only are you going around about the other way, you've now got your left hand on the wheel, okay,
yeah, I see where you're coming
and your
from.
Right
yeah,
hand
yeah.
on the gears. That's going to blow your mind, isn't it?
I suppose I would want to grab it, the steering wheel with my right, but I don't know, I don't drive, so.
But now, I'm going through this in my mind now, thinking if I'm in Britain, and I've never driven on the mainland, and I've never driven, you know, a left-hand drive car,
yeah,
because I think that would freak me out, it really would, and it wouldn't feel right having your left arm out the window either, would it?
Well, that's what I'm used to. So,
because if you had your right arm out the window whilst driving and a left hand on the wheel, that kind of feels okay. Because it's almost like your left hand is fairly dominant anyway, because it's going to be changing the gears in a minute.
Yeah.
But reverse it, I'd be lost. I think. But then you do so many other things with your left hand. Like you say, you answer the phone. It's pretty straightforward, isn't it? You answer. When you
I bet
show,
if you ask someone like in a different country, they'd probably be completely opposite for a lot of this. Like the whole driving thing, you go speak to an American, they'd be like, oh no, how can you drive on the left?
Never really given it much thought until very recently, but you know, Dame Shirley said, how do you put your coat on? So I put my coat on.
You need to start with your left.
Left arm goes in the first.
Are you left or right-handed?
First. I'm right-handed.
Oh, okay.
Is that right?
I'd probably start with my right.
So you probably you're kind of different. I think I'm the average, but you're kind of different. In a few ways.
Yeah, yeah.
In a few ways.
I was definitely dropped.
This might get a little bit saucy this lunchtime. Obviously, we're talking about when you go to the toilet as well. Which hand do you use?
Right hand.
To wipe. Yeah, nothing right else. But let's take a call. Hi, who's this?
Hello, it's Jackie.
Hello, Jackie.
Hello. I've got a kind of an explanation, I think, for that phone thing. I'm predominantly left-handed, and I answer the phone with my right hand, and I think it's because you would need to use your other hand if you needed to write anything down.
Well, that's what we said.
Yeah, that's what we agreed on, wasn't it? Yeah.
And not only that,
that's all about.
if you were also using an old phone, you'd use the other hand to dial with, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you'd have done that thing with the wheel there.
Not that I ever did, but I couldn't see.
But if you changed that and I don't know, put it into today's terms with the phones that we use, we would pick up a mobile phone. Generally, we would pick up a mobile phone, and we would have to swish it across with our right hand.
So you would hold it in your left, and you would type like that. You wouldn't like do it with your thumb.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and
with the eating thing, I eat left-handedly with my knife in my left hand and my fork in my right hand. But if I'm then using just a spoon, I have the spoon in my left hand because I can't guide the food with my right hand into my mouth with a spoon, but I can when it's with a fork.
See, that's...
Because I'm cutting with my left hand.
Yeah.
It is strange, isn't it?
That is
so. Really, you're eating the right way,
don't we? And just one side's a little bit more dominant than the other, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the one I can't get my head around. The fact that we would eat with a spoon, for instance, a bowl of ice cream.
The same with you'd eat with your right hand.
I'd guide the spoon with my right.
But if I'm eating a roast dinner, I'm putting
the fork in your left hand.
A fork in the left hand.
Yeah. And I'd have it in my right.
Left-handed people. I use my right hand with a fork, but I left hand with a spoon.
That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is a bit weird.
But it also is funny how your other side can take over. Like, since I hurt my left shoulder and haven't had as much use in my left arm and hand, my right hand has had to do things now because my left hand just cannot do it. Like, before, I could never lift a kettle with my right hand and pour into anything, but now I can't even lift it with my left hand, so I've had to use my right hand. And I've had to do that, or there is no option because I can't do it with my left hand. And you can, it's amazing how you kind of adapt and take over.
How much is it like? It's obviously changed your life. You can't use. And it's your left hand that's damaged. You say your right shoulder's damaged.
No, my left shoulder.
Your left shoulder. So and you
so
are.
I don't have the power in my left arm to like bend to cut. Down hard or push up. I can't change gear and I have to have an automatic car because I cannot now use my left hand to use the gear stick.
So
I haven't got the power in it to push down.
So when you're chopping up, chopping up stuff, for preparing a meal, do you use your right hand now or your left hand?
I can use both in a funny sort of, because that doesn't take such a lot of hard work. Sometimes if I'm carving a joint, I can do it either way. Sometimes it's easier to cut it with my right hand, and other times I find it easier to cut it with my
I suppose in that situation you've probably just had to adapt of what's happened to you.
Yeah, you just kind of adapt. That's weird. Your body's a wonderful thing, isn't it?
Mm.
So I wonder, obviously when it goes back, when you go back in time, your mind, that's how you were kind of, your mindset was, you were, but equally, if that was taken out of your mind and something put back in, you would probably feel at home using your right hand.
Yeah, I feel at home now using the kettle with my right hand, but, because I've had to, and suddenly that now is the norm, if you like, and
you've got used to it.
Because there's no way I can even lift the kettle with my other hand, so I've had to use my right hand.
So
it is strange.
Are you right footed?
I don't know.
Well, just saying, for instance, if you were to kick something, what would you kick it with?
I think pretty much equal.
Okay, well, that's interesting, because I'm pretty much right-footed. I'm right-handed, right-footed. And if I was to kick a football or if you were going to go and kick something, kick a door in or something like that, I would use my right foot.
Yeah.
So you...
I use a needle the odd occasion that I do pick a needle and thread up with my right hand.
Right.
But I can equally iron with either hand, an iron in my right and my left. Anyway, it's weird. I think if left-handed people seem to kind of be able to do both sides, I think. And I think right-handed
my
people
does
are mostly
everything
they're
right-handed
with everything, aren't they?
Your mum's left.
My mum's left-handed, and she does everything with her left. I can't think of one thing she does with her right hand.
It's strange. Well, I don't know what the reason is for left or right either. Do you? Why you're left-handed or right-handed?
It's just something that you're born with.
Left-handed,
I think.
Or right-handed, whatever.
Yeah, it's a strange one. Do you have any superstitions? We're asking that question as well.
Not serious ones, I suppose. I don't. If I saw a man up a ladder with a paint pot, I wouldn't go under it. Not because of superstition, rather than I wouldn't want him to drop any paint on me.
Yeah, that's, I would do the same.
And I think, you touched on the touch wood thing, I think everyone just does that. That's something you pick up from childhood because, your mum and dad do it, and it's the kind of a thing that you do. But I don't think that, I wouldn't go out the house on Friday the 13th or anything like that.
Black cats?
No, I don't think I'm seriously superstitious.
Mirrors? Breaking a mirror?
No, it's just annoying more than anything. It would annoy me because I'd have to replace it at the cost.
What about shoes on the table?
I wouldn't put shoes on the table. See, why would anyone put shoes on the table?
Exactly, because it's unhealthy, not unlucky.
Those sort of things I haven't had to confront because I wouldn't do them anyway.
What about stepping on a crack?
Well, that doesn't bother me.
In a
mate's awful for that.
No. No, I don't really think I would say I was superstitious at the fact that it affected my life. No.
Okay, it's interesting because I think we've all got a superstition in us for some reason. I think we have.
Probably.
Josh just doesn't want to realise that.
I reckon I probably do the touch wood thing quite a lot.
I think everyone does touch wood. Yeah, and I don't know why.
But you touch your head when you do that.
It's just sort of
if there's no wood around,
It just is something you say, isn't it? As a kind of I don't know. Is it a superstition?
It's just a phrase, isn't it? I think now more than anything.
It's a kind of hoping that something won't happen, isn't it? Touch wood, I'll be all right. It's a kind of a.
If you stood on one leg, which leg would you opt for?
I'm doing it now.
Go on then. Don't fall over, will you? You could do either, but which one feels more comfortable?
Probably my right, funnily enough.
So stood on your right.
Yeah.
You stood on your right and you're left-handed. That's kind of. I say it's not weird, but it's not the average. If you're right-handed, you'd be right-footed.
Yeah.
Or hang on, if you'd be left-handed, you'd be left-footed.
No.
It's weird how the body works.
There's no reason to it, is there, really?
It's quite amazing.
What about your eye? How does you because we've each got an eye that lines up.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. When you go to the opticians, you can't see anything anyway, can you? And they stick things in, and you can see equally in both eyes. So if I take my glasses off, I really can't see anything in either eye, so I wouldn't know that one.
Okay, so if you shut one eye and touch your nose...
Yeah. My left hand.
Yeah, hold it back with it. I mean, Josh is doing it like an inch in front of his nose.
Oh,
okay, cheating.
What, I'm supposed to do it from back here?
Yeah.
I can see better with my left eye. If I shut one eye, if I shut my right eye, my left eye is clearer.
Your balls off.
See, I'm just I'm
touching my nose with my left hand.
So I line up with the right one.
It's not going very well.
Yeah, I think my right eye lines things. Yeah, if I do it with the left eye and try and touch my nose, I miss by about an inch.
That's better for me.
Yeah. But is that because is that because you're left-handed?
Probably, I don't know. Mm.
Okay, interesting. Anything else you want to add?
Not really, no.
Okay, all right. No. Well, thank you very much
it's
for being there.
We'll never get to the bottom of it, will we? Perhaps
no.
We have to have some kind of expert in to see if I'm out left-handed, right-handed.
See, we don't need experts. We sort that out ourselves,
don't
we?
Yeah, we'll do it ourselves. Just a botch job.
Thanks for your call, Jackie.
Okay, bye.
Thank you, bye. So, that's interesting.
But another interesting thing, right, is your right side of your brain controls the left side of your body, and the left side of your brain controls the right side.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's weird, isn't it?
Kind of, but it kind of makes sense, I suppose.
Does it?
Well, yeah.
How?
Well, I think it has to be that way, doesn't it?
Why?
I don't know why. I'm not a doctor, but I just...
Well, no, I know, but why do you think that makes sense?
The opposite. Because that's what it is. It's the opposites, isn't it?
Yeah, but It doesn't really make sense, though, does it? What? Surely everything on the right side would be controlled by the right. But it's not.
Yeah, but that evens itself up, doesn't it? Otherwise you'd be lopsided.
No.
Wouldn't you?
I should have said
you would, wouldn't you?
No.
You would be lopsided. Well, you see, you're not quite wired up right, are you? Because you
no, I know I'm not. I literally had a screw loose.
I'll tell you what, it's a fascinating thing when you think, and it just goes to show the human body is an incredible thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because you would think that if you're right-handed, you're going to be left-handed and everything, you know, that's the dominant one. You're not going to do much with this hand, this foot, and so on. But that's not always the case, is it?
Yeah, it's like the whole, when you've got to adapt to something that you're not used to. When I've had operations on my dominant leg, I've had to adapt for my left leg, and it's come much stronger. I've been able to do stuff easily.
See, that kind of proves that if, just say, for instance, you weren't put in that position of having to use or change your dominant leg or change your dominant fingers or change your dominant hands, you would just carry on as normal.
Yeah.
So it just goes to show that your left hand may not be your best hand, but that's only because your mind is telling you so. Because if you lost that or you had a problem with your dominant hand...
You'd have no choice but to use your left hand, wouldn't
exactly,
you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's all in the mind, isn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Definitely, it's everything we do...
Do you reckon if you started someone from birth and trained them to use both sides of their bodies equally, that they wouldn't have a more dominant side? Well, so say if you, when they started to learn to write, you got them to write right-handed and left-handed...
Well, do you know what? It's really strange that you say that, because it's Jackie was just on. We touched on this topic before, and I know that when Jackie was at school, hundreds of years ago, because she's like ancient, she, like a lot of other left-handed people, were treated like they're freaks.
Yeah,
and they were told that they would have to sit on their hands, on their left hands, and write with their right hands. That was quite a common thing that they would have to. Anybody that was left-handed, it was like frowned upon. And you see now, my brother's left-handed. My brother is left-handed. You find that left-handed people are great artists, and you find that. And I know one of the biggest problems that he had. If you write left-handed, your hand is smudging everything.
Because when you're right and right-handed, you're moving away from what you've written.
So I'm guessing that's one of the reasons why they would try and teach you to write that way, is because then you wouldn't have to worry about smudging all your writing, because, let's be honest...
Yeah, but even when you're right-handed and you go to the line below, you still might...
Yeah, but nowhere near as much. Your hand is going across the ink.
Yeah,
and bearing in mind how they used to write and what they used to write with years ago, it would be one of those special
fountain
inkies.
Pens. Yeah,
yeah,
and
exactly.
I remember in middle school and stuff, when we went through a fountain pen stage, my left-handed mates would smudge their work
all the way across.
Yeah,
all the way across,
and they'd have to start again.
And that's probably the reason why. But it goes back that you could actually just say, for instance, if you damage your hand and you had to use your other hand, you could use it, and it will probably get to the feel at some stage where it was the norm.
Yeah,
and you could go from right-handed to left-handed.
And it'll probably be weird to go back to your normal hand as well, wouldn't it?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Hi, who's this?
Hi. Amanda.
Hello, Amanda. Are you right-handed or left-handed?
I'm right-handed, but I can write left-handed too.
So, how you can write left-handed as well? But how neat would it be?
Almost the same.
Right.
So it'd be legible.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm much slower left-handed, but I can write both.
Okay. Well, so what other things? You play a trumpet, so. Could you play trumpet a different hand, change over?
No, not very well. I can, but not very well.
Okay. What about when you... Because do you drive it or not?
No.
Oh, you still haven't passed your test?
Not yet.
Maybe you should change hands.
Or drive like that, cross it over.
No, I don't
like it. So what about... So if you're right-handed, chances are you're right-footed as well?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's kind of sensible, isn't it?
Yeah.
And what about? I was going to ask a personal question, but I won't, because you're a lady. But at some point, we've got to ask it, because we haven't asked anybody else yet. And one of us is going to be brave and ask that question. When you put a coat on, being right-handed, which arm goes in first?
I don't know, actually. I haven't thought about it. I guess it depends on how quick I'm running out the door.
So you'd have a way of putting your coat on, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You got a way of putting your coat on?
Yeah, I'd start with my right
arm. Right arm goes in first, I guess.
Right arm goes in first. See, that's where it's strange, because
you
would
put your left hand.
Naturally, put the left arm in first.
Yep.
This is just weird, this conversation.
Depends on how fast I'm running out the door, I guess.
So what about, let's ask the question, what about when you're when you go to the toilet? Let's be mature about this. When you go to the toilet, do you use to wipe left or right hand?
Right-handed.
You're right-handed. See, this is getting weirder by the minute. I'm right-handed, but left-handed wiper.
What? I do it with my dominant hand. That's just weird.
But when I'm using my phone, I use it left-handed.
So you do what most people do, and that is pick up. Your right-handed is the dominant hand, but you pick up your phone with the left hand, just like everyone else, and you put it to, I'm guessing, your left ear.
No. When I'm using my phone, I use it right-handed, but when I'm texting and playing games and stuff, I do it left-handed.
That's right. Weird.
Yeah.
See, maybe we shouldn't say that these things are weird, because we're all different. We're all doing. Just because you don't do it.
No, but it is a weird thing, isn't it? That we all do this stuff differently.
Yeah, it just goes to show that it is. I think it's a mindset.
Yeah, because it's weird. It is weird because we're all the same, really. Like, as humans, we're the same, but we do a lot of stuff differently.
Yeah.
Now, do you ride a bicycle? Don't you? Do you feel more comfortable with letting your left hand off the handlebars than your right?
Both.
So it doesn't bother you at all. See, when I'm on my and this is really, really strange. When I'm on my little scooter, I'm more happier to hold on with my left hand, even though that's not my dominant hand, than my right.
Sometimes I don't have any hands on my handlebars because I'm putting gloves on.
He's just showing off now, aren't you?
Yeah.
So how do you put your gloves on? Do you put your left glove on first, or your right glove
on?
Either. It doesn't matter. Either.
Yeah.
No. See, I would probably put left glove on first and then right, because your right is doing putting the left on one on for you, kind of.
No, either.
I don't know.
Because that's the dominant hand.
Switch everyone
to
pull out of the pocket first.
Okay. What about superstitions? We're also talking about superstitions. Which do you have any superstitions?
I don't go under a ladder.
Right.
I don't. You know those gas thingies on the middle of the street, or the white things. You know where they sit like they have those hob things in the middle of the pavement.
Right.
I don't know why. I just don't go over them.
Okay. Yeah, my mate's a bit like that. He says that if you walk over three of them consecutively, that's bad luck.
Yeah, I don't know why. I heard that as well, so I don't go over any of them.
So I do it all the time to annoy him.
I don't go over any of those. I don't know why. I just don't walk over any of those.
Do you ever think you're going to be lucky if you see a black cat crossing your path?
I used to think that, but then I got confused whether it was lucky or unlucky. So now I don't know which way around it is now, so I don't believe it anymore.
Okay.
Because I think I've got confused whether it's lucky or unlucky.
So I don't know which one. Do you do the Mr. Magpie thing?
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, right, okay, interesting.
Yeah.
See, I'd never heard of that till Shirley said anything.
Yeah, if you see a magpie, you say hello, Mr. Magpie. If you see two, it's something else you say as well, but I'm not quite sure what it is.
I don't know.
What do they say? One for sorrow, two for a...
Oh, yeah. Something like, should I have a look?
Yeah, go on then.
I'll have a look.
What about... they say a rabbit's foot brings you luck, but let's be honest, it didn't bring the rabbit good luck, did it? So what's the point?
My sister does this thing, like, on the first of the month, the first thing you have to say is white rabbit. I used to do that, but I don't anymore.
At the beginning of the month?
Yeah.
Rabbits...
Yeah, you have to say, apparently, on the first day of the month, the first thing you have to say.
And I bet
you have to say white rabbit, apparently, otherwise it's bad luck for the rest of the month.
And I bet you used to do that thing where you
pinch and a punch. Yeah, I used to do that.
And if you say pinch and a kick for being so quick,
yeah.
No returns forever. And then somebody else would say pinch and a bite.
I used to do that too, but I don't do anymore.
Yeah.
See, we'd have done that just to hit somebody, wouldn't we? We wouldn't have done that for superstition.
Birthday beatings.
What about Friday the 13th? Does that mean anything?
I hate Friday the 13th. Why? And my brother done his driving lesson. Driving test on a Friday the 13th, especially just to prove there's nothing in it and pass the test first time.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah, just to rub it in that there's nothing in
the Friday the 13th. So any other, you know, so you are kind of superstitious then?
Yeah, for some things, but not everything.
All right.
Oh, and the other thing that my great nan had was on New Year's Day. Apparently, you're not supposed to do any washing on New Year's Day because you'll wash a family member away.
Oh, right.
I've never heard that one.
I'll do two lots this year.
So I don't do any washing on New Year's Day either, just in case.
All right, excellent.
That's a weird one, that one.
Yeah.
Have you ever bought anybody a purse or a wallet?
Yes. And I make sure there's a penny in it.
You always make sure there's a penny in it?
Penny in it.
Right, yep. Okay.
I've so not heard that one.
To give someone...
Then they're never without money.
Yeah.
I'd probably be a bit more generous.
And the other thing as well that my mum does is if they give anybody a set of knives as a present for, like, the house or whatever, she always makes sure that they take a penny as well often so that they're bought, as it were, so then there's no friendship cut.
Oh, right. And they say warm hands, cold heart.
Yeah.
And cold hands, warm heart.
I've got cold heart then.
I've always got cold hands.
I've always got warm hands.
All right, okay. Brilliant. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, you do.
Take care, Amanda. Cheers now. Bye.
Bye.
That was Amanda, and she's in Norwich, and she plays a trumpet. And it just imagine you'd be playing the trumpet and...
But if you have to play it the other way around, don't the pipes have to be the other way?
I'm guessing they do, don't they?
I don't know, I've never played a trumpet, but this just makes sense to me. I have that magpie rhyme.
Go on.
One for sorrow, two for joy, three for a girl, four for a boy, five for silver, six for gold, seven for a secret, never to be told, eight for a wish, nine for a kiss, ten for a bird you must not miss.
Do you know what? I heard that the other day, and I didn't really pay much attention to it for all those years as a kid because I never used to watch the programme. The best thing about the programme was the actual theme tune itself, and that was Magpie. There was do you ever watch the Magpie?
No.
Let's see if we can pull it up and see. I never, you know, because it always used to be on instead of Blue Peter.
Oh, right.
And we always used to watch Blue Peter for some reason. And I never really liked that either. It's probably because I like Valerie Singleton. but let's see if we can have a TV theme, Magpie, and it more or less pretty much backs up what you've just said. Let's have a little listen. Thames TV.
For a secret never to be told.
See, for some reason...
It's like an Elvis version of the...
I was a bit thick. I thought Magpie was all about pies and food. like the theme tune, never really paid much attention to it, but that's exactly what it is. And that was, as I say, that was from the 1970s. I forget who was actually in that particular programme all those years ago. Some curly-headed bloke and some attractive lady, if I remember rightly. fascinating. Really, really fascinating. It's when you stir something, do you are you left-handed, right-handed, and in which direction?
Anti-clockwise, right-handed.
So anti-clockwise, right-handed.
Yeah.
See, I'd be clockwise, right-handed.
So if you're holding a bowl in your left, I'd do it like that, yeah.
Yeah, but you'd be the other way around.
I'd do it anti-clockwise, yeah.
And if I was left-handed, it would be, yeah, it'll...
I'd do it clockwise, my left-handed.
Again, it would be clockwise. Clockwise both times.
For you?
Or would it? No.
Mine would be opposite.
No, but yeah, going around in the opposite direction, yeah. And if you use left hand. My cousin used to do this. Used to be able to do this thing where you used to rub your belly doing that and patting your head.
And then doing it the other way.
Yeah. As well. I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
He was genius at it.
Well, that's probably because I'm a drummer as well, so that probably helps.
Yeah, all right, okay. That is show off, is it? All right, so we're talking superstitions, and we're talking those things that you, if you are right-handed, the things that you would do automatically with your left hand, because I'm fascinated by, you know, we mentioned changing gear.
Yeah.
If you're sat in a passenger seat, you would have to, you know, years ago, you'd have had to wind down the window. Now you just push a button, don't you?
Yeah, unless you sit in the back of my mum's car, which is brand new and still has the damn.
You're joking!
Yeah, brand new Corsa from last year.
She's bought the wrong
car, hasn't she? It's still got them damn windy down things.
She's bought the wrong car.
We're in 2015. Can't we have them in the back?
So all those things that we said, when you put your watch on, you put it on the left hand. The reason why you put it on your left hand is because it's the non-dominant hand and you need your dominant hand to put the watch on. That's the reasons why. It's probably the same sort of theory with the telephones as well. What about when you have your ear pierced then? Have you got your ear pierced?
No.
Okay, because years ago you used to say, right, okay, it's got to be your left, otherwise you were homosexual if you had it on the right. That's different now. That's all changed, gone out the window.
Yeah.
But, you know, predominantly now, I would imagine people have their left ear pierced.
I don't know what one I'd have pierced if I were to.
Well, let's give it a go during the commercial break.
No.
And we'll come back. Obviously, a bit more bloody and messy in the next half an hour.
Screaming and kicking.
The Lunchtime Social is brought to you in association with White Fibre for the best deals in broadband, television and phone, 100% local. All employees live on the Isle of Wight. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com. www.vexisradio.com. Origins Theatre's new production presents Charles Dickens, Storyteller. We bring Charles Dickens back to life with a lookalike actor in period costume, reading extracts from his books, just as he used to do. It's the perfect addition to any event. A festival, a fete, a corporate event, a specially themed dinner at a pub or hotel. Find out more and book Charles Dickens for your event. Go to originstheatre.uk. That's www.originstheatre.uk.
The Dotty Imaging Company is a new business on the beautiful Isle of Wight. Specialising in creativity from graphic design for print to hand-produced paintings and drawings. Looking for inspiration for that special gift? Something unique? Then the Dotty Imaging Company is your solution. Using the traditional techniques of fine dots, I can produce beautiful pen and ink artwork that can be personalised for family and pet portraits. Order now your unique island gifts or purchase a portrait voucher to give to that special someone or even treat yourself. Google the Dotty Imaging Company, find me on Facebook or call 07 443 506 213. The Dotty Imaging Company, where creativity starts with the dot.
Where do you go for a wide range of animal feeds, accessories and lots, lots more? Sandown Pet Store are the island's premier store for all your pet's needs. We are open 6 days a week on St John's Road, Sandown. Telephone 01983 407788 and speak to Paul or Wendy for a friendly and reliable service.
Isle of Wight Food Bank provides emergency food and support to local people in crisis. Your support helps stop local people going hungry. For more information, ring the office on 01983 292 040 or check out isleofwightfoodbank.org.uk/.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, welcome to the Four Piece Project. 11 to 19 year olds are welcome to the course. The course is 100% free and it contains podcasting, learn it, upload it, say it, mean it, talk to it, presentation, know it, promoting, make it, create it. And that's just the surface of the project. Come along to the Riverside Centre in Newport and contact Macca at ian.mac@vectusradio.com.
All we hear is Radio Caca.
The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre. Our packages are great value, and we constantly check our prices to ensure we remain competitive against other providers. Call for a chat on 01983 240 240.
All right, it's a Monday. No James Shirley. She went home early and she's gone home for a shower. And we've got Josh in, and we've now just been joined by Keith, who heard us play the Magpie theme. And I'm intrigued now, Keith, because I want to play it again, and I just want to see.
Yeah, go on, play it, mate. Yeah, play it. You'll recognise it. Like I say, you recognise the
famous singer. Okay, here we go.
For a girl and four for a boy, five for silver, six for gold, seven for a secret never to be told.
Do you know what? I can't, nothing's coming. First of all, I thought, no, not Tony Blackburn. It can't be Tony Blackburn.
No. It's a very famous group.
It's a famous group.
Very famous group, and they went under the alias of the Murgatroyds, because that was the name of the magpie that they used as their mascot.
Right.
Their emblem. Yeah.
I can't even remember the presenters, although one of them's here. Jenny Hanley, that was one, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, but before her was Susan Stranks.
Oh, yeah, that's the one I used to have a thing about. I liked her.
Now, Susan Stranks, she was what they classed as the posh man's totty. Jenny Hanley was the more down-to-earth schoolboy type, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Who was the bloke with the curly hair, then?
That was Mick Robertson.
Right.
Yeah, Mick Robertson.
Okay. So, come on, who's put me out of my misery. Who's saying...
Well, yeah, but you must know the other famous presenter that was with him. Well, there was two.
Doug Ray?
No, the other one.
Oh, do you know what? My mind has gone... When it comes down to Magpie...
He lives on the south coast, and he's a very, very prominent follower of Portsmouth Football Club.
Fred Dynage.
No. No, that was Howe.
It wasn't Fred Dynage then. Who was it then?
Tommy Boyd.
Tommy Boyd. Do you know what? We were at the Garlic Festival about 10 years ago, and we were doing our show on the road bit, and we were making a lot of noise, and he was working. Would he have been working for something like the BBC, BBC South, or something like that at some point?
He was on for a radio station that came out of Southampton at the time that was now being replaced by Sam. It was both Jack.
Right.
Before that, I think it was The Coast.
Because he came across and said, would you mind awfully being quiet for, whilst we just record something over there? So we had to shut up for about a quarter of an hour.
It could have been on the BBC, mate, because I know that he also did a bit for this commercial station that came along before Jack FM.
It would have...
And also...
Yeah, it would have been about 1998, 99, something like that.
I suspect that was BBC Sussex.
Right. That rings a bell. BBC Sussex.
BBC Radio Sussex, I suspect.
Okay.
You still ain't got the band yet, have you?
No, put me out of my misery. Is it a band or a singer?
Band, and the singer is very prominent. It's a band. It's a very famous band from the late 60s, early 70s.
Oh, crikey. It's not something like Marmalade or something like that, is it? No.
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 It was a rock band. If I was to go, give me some good loving. Every day.
Steve, no, hang on. It's something group, isn't it? It's something that.
Well, that was them. It's Spencer Davis Group.
Spencer Davis Group. I would never have got that in a million years. How brilliant is that? You started off the.
I'll tell you something, mate. If you were ever doing your pub quizzes again, or music quiz you used to do, that would have been a damn good question, that.
God, you know what it was? It got me, absolutely. Absolutely got me. Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah. The other one, another good pub question is, what's the vehicle on the start of Lovers and Drug by Roxy Music?
What's the vehicle?
Yeah, starts up and drives off.
You can tell that from the noise?
Yeah.
I'm not that sad.
Yeah. And I also found found out what it was, and I was right.
Go on, what was it then?
It's a Morris 1000. How rock and roll is that?
How daft is yeah. that?
Well, Brian Ferry in Roxy Music has a Morris 1000 at the start of Lettuce and Drugs. Yeah, you hear it start up and drive off.
And it wasn't one of their songs, if I remember rightly. One of their songs, it was one of their biggest hits. Probably it was number two in about 79. I can't remember what it was, but it starts off with him lighting a cigarette.
Dance Away.
Dance Away, that's it, yeah.
Yeah, that's he lights a cigarette and takes a draw on it.
Yeah, he does.
That's stupid trivia to hear on a Monday morning. Yeah. Monday afternoon. Yeah, how sad am I?
Yeah. Left and right.
Apparently, if you can use both in a situation, you make a damn good helicopter pilot.
I've
always wanted
air,
to learn
yeah.
how to fly a helicopter.
See, I wouldn't be able to do that. We'd spin around in circles then if it was me.
Apparently, it's all to do with the hands and feet combination or so. It's also, is it if you rotate one of your feet in a certain direction and try and draw the letter P in the air while you're doing it, or rotate your finger.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about this.
Yeah. If you can do that, then you're also sort of gifted. Because normally you can't do it. Your foot stops and you think, well, what am I trying to do?
Do you know what? Don't ever get in a helicopter with me. I've just tried that. I've got no chance.
Can you do one different thing with each of your limbs?
One different thing with each of your limbs?
Yeah, so you're doing one thing with your right hand, another thing with your left, one thing with your yeah. right foot, and another with your left.
Yeah.
No. I'm going to fall
yeah.
over.
I can.
Well, of course you can if you're driving the car.
But I mean at the same time.
Well, yeah, but
you're only ever going to have one foot doing one thing, and then... I mean, all limbs...
Yeah, if you're driving, and you're driving a manual car, and you take your foot off to use the foot brake, and... that's only three, isn't it? Because one hand's on the steering wheel, one hand's on the... No, that's four.
The other hand's lighting a cigarette, Keith.
Yeah.
No, one foot's on the brake, one foot's on the clutch, one hand's on the gear selector, one hand's on the steering wheel. Yeah, that's four different things.
Yeah, I can do it, actually, yeah. But yeah. you can't, can you? I know you can because you're a drummer.
I'm doing it right now.
We forget. Yeah. So you're when you're drumming, then do you have two pedals?
Yeah.
Oh, he's not a musician then.
Yeah. How dare you?
How to upset
don't,
someone?
Don't start with the drummer jokes.
you forget, Josh. I'm in a band. Have you ever seen that? There's a track on YouTube where it's got this rock and roll band that's using the tractor as the drum machine.
No, I've not seen that.
No, well, that just about sums it up. It's got this tractor chugging away in the background, and the band's playing along to it, and it stops, and he goes... Just like a drum. Or drummer. That's really cheesed him off, Ian, isn't it?
Yeah. He's gone quiet, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Is he looking down at his feet?
No. But I didn't realise your drummers had like two pedals. I thought you just had the one with the big bass. What's
I've got,
the other
I've
one
got
for?
I've got three.
You can cheat if you've got a linked up double bass pedal.
Yeah, I've got that. I've got three. Yeah.
You
got
that's three. Cheating. That's cheating.
No, I use it as a medical reason.
Yeah. So, do you? What's yeah. that? You tone deaf?
No.
It's pick on the drummer day.
Yeah.
So when you're playing guitar then, so you can you're using four, because you can use a pedal thing, can't you?
Yeah, you can have loads of pedals.
I'll tell you something, Josh. I once saw a band and they had a left-hand drummer.
It's awkward.
Yeah, because it means like the snare's on the other side.
Yeah.
Snare's on the other side and the toms are set up different and everything. Because I watched him, I thought, bloody hell, that was schizophrenic.
That looks
chaotic to set up, but... And also, I know a drummer that's in a band that's got one arm shorter than the other.
Well, do you know what? There's a young man over here. I know the guy from... Who was the guy in a rock band? Hailed from Sheffield originally. Only had one arm.
Death Leppard, yeah.
There's a guy on the island that plays drums in a band.
Death Leppard's drum kit was mostly electric, so that he could play with one arm.
That's right, because when he after he had his accident, they set up his foot pedals were operating the snare, I think.
Yeah, remember, he was one of the first drummers to have a live electronic kit.
There's a guy on the island, his name's John, I can't remember his last name, but he's been in many, many bands, and he only has the one arm, and he's a brilliant, brilliant drummer. Has actually drummed for Elvis Costello.
Really?
Yeah,
awesome. I can't think of the guy's name. Is it Rick something or other?
The guy from Def Leppard, Rick. Yeah. I think you're right, it's Rick.
I can't remember.
Yeah, Rick something rather, isn't it? But you look at Jimi Hendrix, he was left-handed, but he played right-hand guitar.
He played it upside down, yeah.
That's right, yeah, now that is a hell of a feat.
Hmm.
If you work it out, the guitar being upside down, so, you know what I mean?
Do you know
that
what?
That is a hell of a feat in his own.
There's some incredible talent out there, isn't there?
Mm. It
just goes to show, I still believe that left hand, right hand, it's all a mindset.
Yeah.
It is.
That's why I said it'd be interesting to get like a baby and teach them to do everything left and right and see if they naturally pick a dominant side.
In school, they used to teach you to write with your right hand. Do you know why?
Probably because if you do it with your left, it smudges.
That is it, Ian. That is exactly it. Back in the old days when they used inklet, when they wrote with their left hand, it used to go across the page and smudge the writing.
Yeah.
That's the only reason that, you know, but these days, you know, they're allowed to do it either way, you know. If you're ambidextrous, well, they say, you know, people give their right hand to be ambidextrous.
Thanks, you cool, Keith.
Josh is still thinking though, aren't they? Ian.
Yeah.
That's why he's a drummer. Hello, mate.
Thanks for your call, mate. Cheers. Bye. Was that you sighing?
Yeah.
I never knew that you guys had two pedals.
Well, I've got three, but yeah, there's
you've
two pedals.
Three.
Yeah.
So you can actually. You must be very good at doing the, you know, different things with you know, all limbs, if you like.
Yeah.
So you are all the time.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay, it's an interesting thing. I stand by what I say. I think it's a mindset.
Yeah,
I really do think it's a mindset. So we're asking a question about left-handed. We're also asking a question about superstitions as well. Stuart Hamilton has said, because basically I've just put on my Facebook page that you know, I've just realised that even though I'm right-handed, I do use my left hand for certain things, i.e. when you're in the toilet and you have to wipe. Stewie says, after reading this, I'm always going to make sure that I shake hands with my right hand. Joan Ellis says, last Monday's guest, funny enough, too much information. Joyce Salter says, I've gone right off you, Ian. I'm going to smack your backside when I see you. Dean says, will that be your left or right hand, Joyce? David Doyle says, I'm right-handed, but when speaking on the phone, I only feel comfortable with my phone in my left hand. I'm right-handed, but when I'm speaking on the phone... See, that's the same as me. You're right-handed, but your phone is always going to be in your
left hand. I just pick up the phone in whatever hand I want to.
Fascinating. Mm. It is. It's just an interesting thing. What's going to happen is today is for the rest of the day, you're now going to be conscious of the fact that you are using what you're going to be using your hands and your ears and your left side of things and your left foot, your right foot, and all that thing. You've now taken your headphones.
Sorry, because that one doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
No, yeah, I've just realised.
So have you noticed that when people are wearing headphones and they're talking, sometimes they will take one off anyway so they can hear what's going on?
It's always this one. I always do that one.
So that's your right ear.
My right ear comes off,
I would do the left ear.
Yeah.
I would do the left ear if I was doing it that way. Yeah, definitely, I would do that. Yeah. It's incredible, isn't it? I mean, just say, for instance, years ago, they would have had... You won't remember these, but if you would have bought yourself an old Walkman...
I know what a Walkman is.
Or an old, like, stereo. Let me finish, all right? An old stereo-type thing. You years ago, you would only have one ear. They'd have one little earpiece and you popped it in. So I don't know which one I would have used. I would have probably used the left one.
Yeah. Do you pay attention to the left and rights on headphones?
No.
You should.
Would it sound better?
Yeah.
You're just trying to wind me up now.
No, I'm seriously, it would sound better.
Is there such a thing as a right-hand pair of headphones?
Yeah, look. If you look on my headphones...
Yeah, this isn't
right and left.
Yeah, but that's because of when they fit into your ear.
Yeah, but they sit on these as well.
What, they say left and right?
Yeah.
And it matters?
Yeah. But I do music production, so I know how music's mixed and stuff. And you do mixed left and right. So if you had it backwards, it would sound weird.
You might just be a drummer, but I mean...
Well, here's another example. If I'm mixing a drum kit, I'll mix a drum kit as if I'm sat behind it. So everything will be mixed as if, like, the hi-hat will be on my left.
Well, I never knew that.
Yeah, or you can mix it as if you're watching it, so everything will be the other way around.
I know that, you know, the headphones that you buy nowadays, they are right and left ears.
Yeah.
Because they fit in your ears, you know, perfectly or not. As
these ones are designed for your right and left ear, so it's obvious which one you put in. But, like, over-ear headphones, a lot of people probably don't, but I always make sure.
Do you know what? We learn something every day.
Wire's always on the left, so.
Wire's always on the left? Yeah. See, for me, it's on the right.
Yeah.
So I've got around the wrong way.
Yeah.
So the wire should always be on the left-hand side.
Yeah.
Always. There you go. Now, there'll be people looking at the radio thinking, well, I never knew that either.
Turn the radios around.
Look, I'm not the only one.
No.
I can't.
That's only because I do music production at uni, so.
Most of the presenters here will probably do exactly the same thing. They will have their... Cause
it's probably because of the cable.
The cable's over there, Yeah, but that's just a weird thing.
Mm.
Thank you, Josh. That's fascinating.
You're welcome.
And that is just about it.